pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we're presently studying the dispensation of the tribulation. Well, why would there be a tribulation, or the tribulation period, the dispensation? Well, the gospel of the kingdom will once again be preached. And the gospel of the kingdom is not the gospel of Christ. Now, the gospel of the kingdom is to tell the Jews the king is coming. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." And then we read in Matthew 24 and verse 14, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." The end of what? The end of the tribulation. Well, the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel, in other words, the good news of or about the Messiah, the King of the Jews. In Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.'" The gospel of what? The gospel of the kingdom. Daniel chapter 9, verses 25 and 26. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself." And then in Matthew chapter 2, in verse 2, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Now, of course, this would be speaking of the wise men who had come to see Jesus. Matthew 27:11. "And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, 'Art thou the King of the Jews?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Thou sayest.'" Matthew 27:29. "And when they had placed a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.'" Matthew chapter 27 and verse 37. "And set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.'" Well, the gospel of Christ presents Christ as Messiah, Savior, and King. See, there's a difference here. When we're looking at the Jewish nation, they were looking for a Messiah. And this kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom, will once again be preached during the tribulation period. But notice the contrast here now. Not only is the gospel of Christ, not only does it preach about the Messiah and the King, it also preaches about Jesus the Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12. "If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 17. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Now, we've just left the dispensation of the church. And I believe as Paul the Apostle was talking about a dispensation of the gospel committed unto him. Dispensation, when we look at that word dispensation, once again, it means how we're taking care of God's affairs and how we're taking care of his economy, what we're doing for the Lord. A dispensation, doing what we're supposed to be doing for the Lord. A dispensation, Paul said, was given to him to preach the gospel. It's committed unto him. Well, I believe that we have, as we live during this age of the church or the dispensation of the church, I believe that you and I, as saved people, we have a dispensation of the gospel. In other words, the responsibility of getting out the word of God, telling people that Jesus saves, that he is the Savior, and that he is the soon coming King of the Jews, that he is the soon coming Messiah, that he is the one who's coming back at the end of the tribulation to set up his millennial kingdom. Well, he is the King of the Jews. He will be crowned King of the Jews when he comes back to set up his millennial kingdom. But there is a difference between the gospel of Christ and the gospel of the kingdom. Now, notice, Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 23, "And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you." And then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." And that's right now the gospel is being preached to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Remember, there's a difference between the gospel of Christ and the gospel of the kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13, "Whiles by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men." We have liberality today. I don't mean that those of us who know Jesus Christ are to be liberals, but he's given us liberality. He's given us the freedom to preach the gospel, to go forth and tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. Bible says that we are ambassadors for the Lord. So therefore, we're to be speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." This is Paul speaking to Timothy, and he's letting him know that things are not going to always be a bed of roses for him, or for any Christian for that matter. We will go through difficult times. And Paul said that, "Nor of me his prisoner." Some people go to jail for the cause of Christ, for preaching the gospel of Christ, Jesus Christ, the Savior. We're not to be ashamed of those individuals who go to jail for naming the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we haven't seen too much of that in our country, of the United States right now, but it's going on throughout the world, in different sections of the world. We should not say, well, they deserved it. They shouldn't have been out there doing what they're doing. No, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who stand up for Jesus Christ and proclaim the gospel of Christ. Well, notice in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul says this, and it's so important for you and I to understand what he's saying. Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Why does the gospel go out from pulpits of Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches? Well, the gospel goes out because those people who stand behind those podiums, they're proclaiming the Word of God. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. To whom? Just a few people? No, to everyone that believeth. And remember, this gospel, not only the gospel of the kingdom, but the gospel of the salvation was presented to the Jewish people. It says in Romans 1:16 that this gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Everyone in this world, they have no excuse for not receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. The Jew has no excuse. The person who hears the gospel, they have no excuse for refusing the gospel. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who are lost. Every person in this world is lost without Jesus Christ. And that word lost means they do not have eternal life. They're not on their way to heaven. They're on their way to hell. And you and I, we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We should be telling other individuals that Jesus saves. You and I have a great responsibility as the children of God. Not only is it a responsibility to share the gospel, it is a great privilege because Jesus Christ has honored us with the privilege of carrying His name, of letting other individuals know that thus saith the Lord, that they can be saved just like we are saved and on our way to heaven. Eternal life given to all of those who believe on His name. I want you to notice something here. The gospel of Christ. Christ is Messiah. He is Savior. And He is King. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14, the Bible says this, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." During the tribulation period, as the Lord comes back at the end of the tribulation period, these people who follow the Antichrist, they're going to make war with the Lamb. Can you imagine that? Making war with God, thinking that they're going to win, making war with the Lamb of God who shed His blood for them if they had just received Him as Lord and Savior. He did shed His blood for them, but they must receive Him. And these people who come against the Lamb, Jesus Christ, at the end of the tribulation period, they're not saved. But can you imagine someone thinking they're going to beat God, that they're going to come up against Him and they're actually going to beat the Savior? They're going to beat God as He comes back for setting up His kingdom. He's not coming back as that little baby. He's coming back with a rod of iron. He's coming back to rule this world with a rod of iron. There's not going to be any foolishness. There's not going to be any denying that He is God. Today we have people who deny that Jesus Christ is God. I made mention of this in one of our studies, how that there's a crowd called Jehovah's Witnesses who go around and they try to represent themselves as Christ believers, but they are Christ rejectors because they simply say that Jesus Christ is only a teacher. He was only a teacher. He was not God. Well, I got news for you. Jesus Christ is God. And one of these days, He's coming back to have vengeance. His vengeance will be carried out against those people who say and lie against Him. They say things that are not true, and they deny that Jesus is God. And God says they are under a curse, and they will go to hell because they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.